Blog Talk Radio.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the Geico app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the Geico app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servo-Didio, and I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. Please send any questions or guest approvals to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Also, check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, at www.ccbpublishing.com/aservodidio.html. And for an autographed copy, you can send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Well, tonight I have a wonderful returning guest, Joseph Halsey. He was also in my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos. Joseph Halsey is now working on a new project, PEI Kids, Generation Change, which interviews adjudicated and at-risk Trenton City youth, focusing on how they would solve current problems in their community, such as building positive relationships with law enforcement and local government. Joe, welcome to Insight into Healing. Thank you so much for coming back.
Oh, Alexa, thank you for having me back. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Thank you. It has been such a whirlwind since last time we spoke about your other films that you've been working on. And now you have turned and now you've become behind the camera. Tell us about this project.
Well, plans to go behind the camera has always been a goal of mine. And Lee Kalinske and I worked on a lot of films together, and we decided to start 713 Films. And we were getting ready to do a short narrative, and I always wanted to go back to my hometown of Trenton and film. But I just didn't want to film. I also wanted to try and include the community. So talking to a childhood friend of mine who runs actually the juvenile offenders division of PEI Kids, Rob Fiorillo. Rob introduced me to his program and his kids and gave me some insight to what they do. And one of the roundtable discussions that they had was, what would you do if you were mayor and in charge of the city? What kind of things would you change? Well, their answers were profound, and I was just blown away. So I hopped on the phone, and I said, hey, Lee, forget the narrative. I think we have to go into the document, jump in here and do a documentary. And he goes, oh, okay. So we decided to film these kids' answers. And lo and behold, it made amazing content that I think everybody needs to see.
Yes. And what I love about you as an actor, as a film producer, as everything that you do, you always tackle these tough topics and always do it in such a light where there's empathy, there's vulnerability, but there's also such peace and also education and awareness where it's giving back to the community, but also giving back to those people who are suffering and educating your audiences.
Well, I'm addicted to oxytocin, I have to say that. And my good friend Rob, who is also in the film and who runs the program, you know, he's quoted in the film as saying, you know, community service is good for the soul. And I think that's my new quote from now on. So, yeah, it's been good. It's been so good. As rough as these kids may appear to have it, they have their own natural version of healing through the words that they say in this film. I think as adults, we're not giving this generation enough credit right now. And they may not be as physically motivated as our generation, but I think they're a lot more in tune with society and their surroundings and their peers. And I think they are more provoked by thought than action right now. And I can't wait for the world to see what these kids have come up with.
Yes. I think it's so incredible also that they're focusing on building positive relationships with law enforcement, with the local government, and really making a difference, because I find that's how things get done. That's how healing starts to happen, is when people work together in different teams and different community settings to come together for the common good and work together. How was each child picked, and how did they react when you spoke to them about doing this documentary?
Well, Rob and his team that works with these kids pretty much organized the kids and picked most of the kids that they knew through the years. And his staff has been incredible. Kim Cody is a person I have to shout out, because that's his right-hand person with these kids. And they just picked the kids that they knew had these thoughts and had these feelings. So then Lee and I reached out to an amazing ABC News correspondent, Adrienne Bankart. And she came in to moderate the roundtable with 17 kids. So
wow.
we really worked her hard in these interviews. But I can't even begin to tell you how much footage that you're not going to see, because we restricted ourselves to the 15 minutes for right now, as far as the length of the film. But it was just an amazing and miraculous day of filming this roundtable. So yeah, we're really excited with the outcome. The kids are great. The kids are fantastic.
What are the age ranges of the children?
Upper teens, you know, 16 and 19.
Wow. I mean, that's a feat right there, getting 16-year-olds, 17, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds to come together and talk about these type of topics. Even to get them to come together and speak, I think, is such a feat to do right there. And have them come together as a team is just incredible.
Well, as you know, I'm from the narrative world. And I have to tell you, there was a group of kids that sat in the green room all day and came out and just did their part like champs. And I can tell you actors who couldn't sit that long. So I was blown away at their patience and how giving they were after sitting around all day.
Yes. Was there a common theme or string of thought that they all shared, or was it just so many different topics?
No, there was a couple common themes, and one of them, you know, because we really concentrated on the city this time around and what they would do to change the city, and a lot of the common themes were basically the abandoned buildings in the city, to turn them into something that they can use, whether it's a boxing center, whether it's nicer places for people to live. The other common theme was there wasn't enough outlets for people that are creative. So that was pretty important to them. And as simple as it seems to us, yes, take the abandoned buildings and make something out of them. It truly is profound, because that's what they're seeing and that's what they want. You know, when we set off on this journey, Alexa, it wasn't to change every city in America, because you can't do that. I think that feat's impossible. But if we could just start putting the right people together, 10 people at a time, 5 people at a time, I think you can make a difference. I really do.
Yes. I mean, I just have had a thought of moving forward with this, that I think every community, every school, should, which will keep you very busy, should have these 15 to 20 minutes, even though it takes so much longer to film them, of basic topics. And these should be coming to the meetings monthly, or, you know, every couple of months, in every community, in every town, in every state, really hearing from these children and also giving them a purpose, a way of coming together and really doing something and making change in their community.
Well, as I have started to dive into the politics of Trenton, there is a lot of this going on in the city. There are a lot of organizations that are out there trying to make a difference. I think what the issue is for me, as just my amateur opinion, it's the media, you know, but it's also the people that give the media the ratings, which is we want to see the train wreck on the nightly news. So, you know, going out and highlighting these things hasn't been a priority, which is why we are filming these events. And we plan on turning this into a series where you get to meet these people that are making a difference. You get to meet these kids on a level where you typically don't get to see them.
Yes. And, you know, from doing my radio show for 3 years and my television show for 2 years, I've noticed that the audiences really want things like this. They want things that are hopeful. Yes, they want to see the struggle, and it gives them hope that people can overcome different obstacles. But I think it's so important, people, they really want to see what they can do, what other people are doing, for as an inspiration. I mean, these, you know, train wrecks that are going on, or these reality television shows that all are about, you know, not about getting help and healing, I think are really going to the backside, and really changing our community and coming together, I think, is so important.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you 100%. And I think you're right. And I think that's why we decided to create this type of content for people. We do show you the city. Rob Fiorello, the educator for these kids, we do a drive along with him in the city, and you do get the reality of what's going on there. And, you know, so we gave you that. We gave you what everybody wants, which is somewhat of the train wreck. But then we turn around and we show you these kids that, you know, most people who don't live in this environment would be shocked, because they smile. They're smart. They're articulate. And we don't show those kids on the nightly news. We show the stories that, again, I think everybody calls for, because ratings seem to go up. Or maybe it's just a vicious cycle. Maybe it's we're fed what we're they feed us what we think we want, and then we gravitate towards that. But that's why this is called Generation Change. It's called that for a reason, because I think, like I said, we do beat up this generation that's coming up, but I think they're going to make a difference, because I've seen a lot of things that are a lot different than when I was their age growing up in Trenton. A lot of race relations have changed. I don't think the kids see black and white like we did. The group of kids that we use is multicultural. It's male and female. And when they sat at that table, there was no discussion or even thoughts of black, white, Hispanic. It was just them sitting there and you know, talking about the same goals and getting to the same conclusions.
So now you've really done something incredible, that they're actually going to be in this festival coming up next weekend. Tell us about that.
Well,
thank you, Garden State Film Festival, because they have awarded 713 Films, along with PEI Kids, the Broader Vision Award, which is, given out to filmmakers that are out there and making a difference for the community, making films for the greater good. So thank you to them. And it's the world premiere at the Garden State Film Festival. We will, the kids that are in the film are coming down. So they're going to see the film for the first time with everyone else. And I have a feeling that they're going to be signing some autographs after this, because every single one of them is a star.
Yes. Yes. I mean, how powerful to get for them to be able to see their work for the first time in such an incredible environment and receive an award for it.
Yes. Yeah. And what's great about this award is it's not for the film itself, but it's for the process, which to me is has been the most rewarding award that I've been part of receiving, because it is about the process, and the process matters. The process really matters. As a filmmaker and as somebody who's been diving into films as long as you've known me, that's always been number one, the process and the why. Why are we doing this? We're doing this because we want to show you something that you don't get to see that often. But it's also very positive.
Yes. Are you planning on, doing another sequel after this? I know you have all these different things coming up. What is the next step after next weekend?
Well, the next step is we actually have some more footage that we're planning on filming to make this a complete half hour, because we've come up with some added storyline since we finished the 15-minute version of this. And the talk right now and the plan right now is to start making half-hour episodes of this type of content, exploring cities and exploring other organizations that are doing great things in not such great places. But right now we're concentrated on and living in the moment to coming up to our premiere at Garden State Film Festival, which will be at Dante Hall Sunday the 2nd at 12 noon. And gsff.org is where you can find everything that's going on with the festival. It starts on Thursday, actually, but and it goes through the weekend. However, if you look up PEI Kids Generation Change, you can get tickets in advance. You can see where we're screening. A lot of the festival is at Resorts Casino in Atlantic City. Probably one of the best. As you know, I've been doing festivals for a while. This is one of my favorites by far. It's just a great time. Great filmmakers. A lot of stuff coming in from out of the country. A lot of Italian films. There's a film coming in from Ireland that's a really big deal, and it's a great film. And also a friend of ours has his film in there, Gary Pastor, who you already interviewed.
Yes, yes, very excited for that. And I'm so looking forward to coming down for the weekend to see Gary's film, and also, of course, to see your film with PEI Kids. I just cannot wait. Such an incredible weekend.
Yeah, and that's just two films out of over 200, along with workshops and incredible parties. I want to reach out to all the animators out there, all the young kids who like to draw. There's a Oscar-nominated animator who's giving a workshop and showing how how his animation, his stop animation, is done, and then he shows you the film. It's there's just some great stuff going on down there. I wish I could invite people from all over the country to enjoy this.
Yeah. And it's so powerful to be around like-minded people and that are so passionate about what they do and giving back to the community and producing such incredible, inspiring work. It's just such an amazing film. I've gone to numerous festivals where your films have been in and with Deborah Markowitz, and it has been just the feeling of being surrounded by that. I always find so many more guests for my shows. I come out with 7 or 8 more shows every time I come to a film festival.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to experience that here for sure. You know, this is again, I can't tell you just the capacity of what goes on at the Garden State Film Festival and how huge it is, but yet it still feels very intimate. And I credit the ladies that run this organization, Margaret Fontana and Diane Raver, two strong, powerful women putting together one big, beautiful festival, but at the same time, everybody feels like they're part of the family, which is very hard to do with a festival of that magnitude.
Yes.
And that's why I'm so happy that this is our world premiere for these kids, because one, it is in their home state. They are going to be able to see it, and they're going to be able to, you know, enjoy the red carpet moment. And I'm real excited for them. I'm more excited for myself, but I'll be. I just wanted to put that out there. I think they're going to enjoy it, but I am overjoyed that they're going to be able to join us for this, because that's really, really important. I can't wait to just see the reactions that they have to the people, because I know they're going to make an impact on the people in the audience, and I can't wait until those people approach them and tell them that, because it's just going to give affirmation to the work that they did and to opening up. It's not easy trying to get young people to open up, and they bared it all that day. They really did.
Yes. And I think it's so exciting because we know from being at festivals, from being in the industry, when you have these festivals, when your film shows, with all the response you get from the audience and from everyone around, it's just, you can't describe it. I mean, how many times, you know, someone has come up to you and you've changed their life, or you struck a chord with them and you helped them through something. You never know, and I think that's what it is. You never know how many people that you're touching and that you're helping and that you're inspiring, how many these kids now. This is such a huge entrance and beginning to their path of life and to see what they can really do and the power and the impact they have.
Yeah. Yeah, and as you know, for myself being in front of the camera, I'm very happy I'm behind it, because now I could just say, talk to them. You could ask them about the film. So I'm very excited to sit in the background for a while and let these kids be the stars that they are. I truly am.
Yes.
You know, every time I watch it, which has been 400 times plus, when Lee and I went to editing mode and everything else, I get touched more and more every time I see it. Plus, getting to know these kids on a personal level, it's just the most heartfelt project that I've been fortunate enough and blessed to be part of.
Yes, yes. It's so empowering. And I think it's so incredible also to see what ideas they come up with moving forward, because I know I'm jumping the gun, but I would definitely love to see some episodes maybe on addiction, on bullying, you know, body image, gangs, you know, trauma, all that. Because I think, you know, especially in this day and age, these kids, we really would love to hear from them.
Yeah, yeah. And there's, you know, those are great topics. And we're sitting and getting out to a lot of different places, gathering content. And, you know, as much as I love the narrative world, sometimes the most powerful voice comes from those who have experienced it. And it's hard to write that in a script or act that out, even though it can be done and it has been done well. There's something very powerful about hearing from the person who actually experienced it.
Yes, I agree. And I think seeing them moving forward, healing through it, hearing the journey, is so inspirational and so touching for a lot of people. Gives them hope.
Yeah, no. And you know, what's funny is, Alexa, you know how hard it is to get a crew together and get people to work for no pay or hardly no pay.
Yeah.
That's the independent industry, you know, that's the independent film industry for you. But I have to tell you, we had a crew of 12 people, okay? And all of them worked for nearly nothing, if nothing at all. And we're so happy to be there because once we proposed what the project was, this is important. I want to be part of this. So a huge thank you. Too many names to list. If you go to our IMBD page, you'll be able to see everybody's name who was part of this. But a crew of 12 people that just really came in for nothing and just wanted to be there and be part of this. And it was such a magical time because everyone was excited. Everyone wanted to be there more than any other set I've ever been on. Everyone just wanted to be part of this.
It's contagious. I think that the passion and the good positive feelings are contagious, which will speak volumes through your documentary.
Yes. Yes. And again, this is hopefully all about just, you know, possibly changing things, you know, 5-10 people at a time, get them together, get them to talk, and go from there. Word has it that we're abuzz at City Hall in Trenton right now. Next Monday we get to go sit down and give the mayor a private showing about how the kids would fix his city. So I'm going to say in advance, thank you to Mayor Jackson of Trenton. So how's that for the kids' voices being heard?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That is so powerful. And I'm also wondering, doing, you know, maybe psychodramas in the different schools, having these kids give out, you know, teaching other kids, putting these situations together and having other kids come up and brainstorm. It really helps, you know, bridge gaps, but also networking and also get these children up there and thinking and working and getting adults to listen.
Yes. Yes. Well, the funny part is again, after meeting with the director of community affairs in Trenton, there are a lot of programs going on. There are a lot of things that are going on in the city that are very important. The issue is they don't grab the attention that other somewhat not so positive situations grab. So that's what 713 Films is setting out to do. We're going to make you see this whether you like it or not. That's basically what we're saying.
And you know what? Keep contacting me. You're always welcome on my show. Anything you're behind, honestly, Joseph Halsey, anything you're behind, I support 100% because I know you do such good quality, amazing work and really help everybody involved.
Well, again, it's, you know, I'm going to quote my buddy and re-say this from the beginning of the show. Community service is good for the soul. Everyone should do it. And I'm gonna send out a plea to all my fellow filmmakers out there. You know, it's been the most rewarding to turn the camera off myself and to actually point it to someone who or people who can actually just really impact others' lives.
Well, we're at the end of the show, and again, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on, and I'm looking forward to seeing your film next weekend.
Thank you. I can't wait to have you there. I really can't.
Thank you. Yes, I cannot wait. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Remember, Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Make sure to check us out on Facebook. Everybody, have a good night, and God bless.